Hey folks, Brad here with the Maritime Paintball Podcast, and this week we had to make a last-minute change to the show and decided we wanted to talk about why exactly are there so many paintball Facebook groups? Where do they come from? Who's creating them? And why? So obviously this is an opinion piece, and there really is no right or wrong answer, so we just want to hear from you as well. Please reach out via social media at Maritime Paintball Podcast, or by email at maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com. Alright, now on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 306 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad Adell, and with me, as always, is...
your king of paintball, Thomas Castle.
So, folks, I got to get him a crown. I really do. We need to get a digital crown.
Every week,
crown,
baby, but it's going to be beautiful one of these weeks. Yeah. It looks sexier.
It's going to look great. Even sexier. So, this week, we're going to talk about... a topic that we basically pulled out of our ass, like, what, 6 hours ago? 5 hours ago? Give or take? The initial plans kind of fell through.
6 hours ago. Yeah, initial plans fell through, but that's okay. That's going to be... I'm excited.
Moved. Yeah, they've just been moved to next week.
It's fine. I'm really excited for that. So it'll be worth the wait.
Absolutely.
We're in for the long con, so...
It really will. So first, let me say a big shout out. Thank you out there in the chat. What's going on, Ryan? I see you, Charles. I'm not going to try your last name. I see you too. Folks, if you can give this thing a like, share it out in the world. Let's spread the love because this is an opinion piece, and the more opinions, the better. So what we're talking about. First, we're going to talk. Well, actually, I have a PP Swagway we have to crack open, take a look at that, you know, pay the bills, that kind of thing. And then we're going to get into paintball groups. We're going to talk about why are there so fucking many paintball groups on Facebook? But before we get into any of that, we got to take a minute for a word from our sponsors. DefConPaintballGear.com is one of Canada's premier online paintball retailers, offering everything from the most tactical of mag-fed gear to the most competitive speedball gear. Orders over $150 get free ground shipping. Some restrictions do apply, so please double-check the site. And when you use the code MARITIMES, you save 10% off almost everything on the site. So what are you waiting for? Check out DefConPaintballGear.com. PB Swag Bag is the awesome service that sends you awesome paintball gear every month. For $37.95, they ship you a blue bag packed with awesome paintball gear. Everything from paintball gun cases to headbands and t-shirts. Sometimes it's even custom and only available through them. Head over to pbswagbag.com and use the code MPP10 to score 10% off your first bag. And if you don't like it, cancel anytime. There's no commitment. pbswagbag.com. As one of New Brunswick's premier paintball fields, Moncton Paintball offers everything from a walk-on to private parties, special events. Featuring the town of Mag Hill, a fully equipped, playable urban paintball field, Mag Hill is packed. It's got cars, buses, trains, multiple buildings, some of them two stories, soon to be three. Moncton Paintball is a field you cannot afford to miss. Find out more information at monctonpaintball.com. Big or small, all beards deserve to be treated right, and Artful Dodger Beard Oil has everything you need to treat your beard with the respect it demands. Artful Dodger Beard Oil has a line of soaps, balms, and oils to keep your beard clean, soft, and smelling amazing. Artful Dodger Beard Oil's products are handcrafted in Fredericton using only the highest quality natural oils and zero preservatives. So head on over to ArtfulDodgerBeardOil.com and start treating you and your beard right. Tier 1 Armament, specializing on the tactical side of our sport, focusing exclusively on MagFed paintball and airsoft, Tier 1 Armament can hook you up with anything from modern combat sports, Karmatech, Umarex, and more. From markers to soft goods, check out tier1armamentstore.com. And we're back. Luckily, you all missed it. I had this beautiful burp right before we came back. It was awesome. Christopher's in the chat. What's going on, folks? So, yeah, tonight's show we're going to do... Well, first, should we get the PB swag bag done and out of the way?
I think so, yes. I want to know what's in it. I'm there. Every month I say I'm going to sign up for it, and every month I'm like, fuck, I didn't do that yet. So I like opening the bag with you, Elisa.
Okay.
I get that surprise.
Yeah, so we're going to get this done and over with. Not that it's an inconvenience. I mean, it's
fuck no. It's like cool a Christmas shit, gift right? Every month.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on, I'm just going to move my keyboard further away from me so I don't accidentally like end the stream or something like mid-conversation.
I apologize for all the crinkling. I love it. Brian Bell's just like, nice knife, bro. It's a no name. It holds a razor blade. You put a razor blade in it.
It's a no name. I'm a cut you, motherfucker.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it's a no name. I'm a cut a bitch. So, yes, big shout out to PB Swagbag for sending this out to us every month. They're just full disclosure. They do send this to us free of charge. But we are unbiased. If I don't like it, I'll tell you. So far, I haven't not liked anything that's shown up.
Really, everything they've sent has been pretty neat stuff. So yes. I have no guff. So yeah. if something's useless, I'm gonna be like, what the fuck is this now?
So the first thing that shows up is this super bougie looking Exalt barrel swab. This is not the barrel made. This is the barrel swab with the soft bits on either end. Here's the cool thing: PB Swagbag includes a sheet that explains everything. Right?
That's fucking great.
So this is called the Exalt Supreme Barrel Swab. It retails for $13.95. Check this out. It's the newest spin on the finest paintball squeegee ever made. Yada yada yada. Ultra absorbent polishing barrel buffer. Blah blah blah. Modular, serviceable, replaceable, customizable. Most importantly, nearly unbreakable. Ultra strong, bendable polymer shafts are shatter resistant. Here's the cool thing: natural sheepskin that cleans and polishes better than anything else. I always thought this was like cotton or like polyester. This shit is sheepskin.
Okay,
that's intense.
That's pretty cool,
right? And that also means that these are not vegan friendly.
I don't think paintball, as a general rule, is. No. I have an Exalt barrel swab. It's not that nice one, like the double-ended.
Yeah,
the swabbies with the ear swabs on either end. But fuck, does it ever work nice? So
right, and this is the bougie one too. This is the black and gold one. This is like the Louis Vuitton one. Mm. It's super fucking bougie.
My colors, baby. You know that.
Yeah, it's yours, man. It's yours. I have enough of these things. The next thing we got, the Everlast barrel cover from Bunker Kings with the classic "We Kill Suckers."
Cool.
Which I remember there was back in the day, people got like super butthurt about the whole "We Kill Suckers," and they were like, it's so cringe. Like, and you motherfuckers slapping skulls on everything isn't.
Like, yeah, I'm sorry. Play paintball. Get over yourself.
Exactly. So that's the Bunker Kings "We Kill Suckers" barrel blocker. Of course, the monumental number of stickers included in this one. This is a lot. This is a lot more than normal.
Okay, what the fuck is with the stickers? Everybody fucking... I think we bitched about this at one point. Everybody's just like, here's stickers.
There's stickers, man. There's stickers. Lots and lots of them. I need to start covering pods in them. That's what I need to start doing. And then your pods are kind of out in the open. Here's the big one, though. Lone Wolf Paintball. That one's new. I don't know if anyone's caught onto this one. It's been in the last, like, 3 or 4 PP swag bags. There's a reason behind that. I don't know if I can tell the reason, but there is a reason behind the Lone Wolf one. So shout out to Lone Wolf Paintball as well. They're a big online retailer down in the States. Now, on to the next crinkliest of items. I'm so sorry. It's so loud. It reminds me of that day. Remember when that company tried to make a chip bag that was biodegradable and everyone complained that it was too loud? It's exactly what that plastic sounds like. So this, I'm going to back up so you guys can see this. Look at this. Speaking of skulls.
Well.
So this is the infamous paintball.
Okay.
This is from Infamous. This is the pod bag. This is a pod bag. It's for the people to carry pods. Now this has a really cool feature to it. In that it's got a zipper on the bottom, right? And then it's opened. So what you can do is you can seal it up, right? So you zip it up, you go and collect all your pods, and rather than like trying to dig all the pods back out, you can just open it up on the bottom and just dump them and just like into the box or whatever you're using to clean them up with. And then it's got, you know, carrying handle on the side so that you can, I don't really know how to use that carrying handle. But anyways, yeah, it's from Infamous. Infamous,
cool.
Infamous Paintball. The team Infamous has been doing a lot of really cool shit lately. They came out with coffee that we really wanted to get our hands on, but we weren't willing to pay that much shipping.
Yeah, I really wanted the coffee just to see what it was, but that shipping was bullshit, so.
Yeah, it was like, what? Mm. It was going to cost $50 Canadian to get 1 pound of coffee.
Was it 1 or 2 pounds?
No, that was just per bag. It was like $20 US plus $20 US shipping. So it would have came to about $50 Canadian to get this stuff shipped up to us. So unfortunately, we will not get to try the Infamous coffee. If anybody knows anybody from Infamous who might want to, you know, maybe like gift us a bag of coffee, that'd be pretty fucking cool.
Fuck it. Don't gift us. Just help me hook me up with the shipping and I'll buy the fucking coffee.
I'll buy the fucking coffee.
Fuck it. I'll buy it. Just help me out with the shipping, please.
So yeah, super cool. This is the pod bag from Infamous. It's
that's really a really bad very cool. fucking thing. I didn't know that was a thing that everybody did, but now that I think of some of the boys I've seen in street ball carrying, like, all I could think of was ball bags from baseball when we were kids. So,
okay. So the retail of all those items: Bunker King's Everlast Barrel Cover, $12.95. The Supreme Barrel Swab from Exalt, $13.95, and the Infamous Pro DNA Pod Bag Changing Station. The fuck is a change? Okay, that's another use for the zipper. Unzip it, hold it up over, and then you can drop trow and switch out shorts.
Give a fuck.
Right.
I'll go behind my truck and I'll take my pants off. You want to come get an eyeful? You go right ahead. You do that at your own risk, my friend.
So that's retails for $34.95. So this whole PB Sway bag was worth $61.85, seeing as how that if you were in the United States and you sign up for it, you're paying what, $39, I think, a month US for it. So you're getting a stupid amount of gear for it. So big shout out to PB Swag Bag for sending that our way. Awesome. And we're going to divvy it up. And I mean, we'll share the pod bag, but, this is yours for sure. This is definitely yours. You want that? I've already got like 6 of these, man. You can have that.
Sweet. Again, I can use a good barrel cover.
Yeah, man. Cause you got to go with that mini now. You need to take care of that mini, bro.
Oh man. I got to put in that nice case that we got from PB Swag Bag last month.
You mean this one?
Oh, fuck. I'm not going to, I won't, I'll never give up on my A5, but that I don't have to carry like 85 pounds out onto the field. That mini is so nice and light with that nice carbon fiber tank I got from Baby Bear. So it's, it's nice to be able, suppressing fire means something. I can just shoot and people don't, and they get down.
Right, absolutely. And you're using not a Deadly Wind. What's the barrel?
The Nightstick?
Nightstick. You're using the Nightstick. Yeah, so yeah, it's a decently quiet barrel. So yours doesn't sound like a... The noise never bothered me. Well, no, but, you know, like, mine sounds like goddamn firecrackers going off because it's so loud.
Again, use an A5, dude.
Yeah, right,
with a response trigger, that fucking thing goes off. You know where I am the whole time, and you know... where I'm moving.
We don't even need to hear the gun go off, but we can hear you chirping us from across the field anyway, so we know where you are.
Yes.
Yes. So, comments coming through. Ryan Bell says, like, we've been hitting the head too many times to figure it out ourselves. Of course, they include a dope. I don't know what he's trying to say. Christopher Strux says he's going to try and find a new board for a Dangerous Power G5.
We were talking... Oh.
Does your boy have that?
I'm thinking Rombo might have it.
Yeah, Rombo might have that.
Because he had a Dangerous Power that he offered to sell me.
Was it a G3, though?
Fuck, I don't remember. But we got a guy for you, bud. He's in we'll Canada. Up, real, real nice fella. Super reliable, shipping's real quick. We'll send you a PM with his list of gear. He'd probably be able to help you out.
Yeah, he'll hook you up. So the PB Sway Bag's out of the way. Thank you so much to PB Sway Bag for sending it our way. If you want to get in on one, if you want to try it out, head on over to pbswagbag.com. Use the code MPP10. Score yourself 10% off your first bag. Consider it like a discount on a trial thing. If you don't like it, cancel any time. That's how it works, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Now, the main topic for tonight we wanted to talk about was kind of, okay, there's a reason why we want to talk about it, but we're going to talk about Facebook groups. There's a fucking million of them, paintball Facebook groups. There's MegFed paintball groups, there's Speedball MegFed groups, there's Mech, there's Woods Ball, there's First Strikes, there's, and I'm not talking just like First Strike the gun, I'm talking like First Strike users. people who shoot first strike rounds. Hammer 7 groups. You got
the spider group.
The spider group. You've got spider generic group. You got generic paintball groups that are just like the one, like How Big Is Paintball, which I think is the biggest one with like 20,000 users. Anyways, they're everywhere. And then you've got the regional ones. We've got a Maritime Paintball Players Group. You've got the Ontario Paintball Players Association, as well as the Airsoft and Paintball Association of Ontario. And then you've got, it just goes on and on and on. You see what I'm trying to say here.
It's an obscene amount of groups. I'm just looking at my list right now and I'm just like, what in the fuck?
Yes, it's a truly obscene number of groups. And what kind of triggered, I've been corrected. Ryan Bell has corrected me. It's actually 56,000 users on the
How Big Is Ryan.
Thanks, bud. So what triggered us to, mostly me, to talk about this, and then Tom's like, fuck yeah, let's do it. So he's implicated in this.
Fuck yeah. Absolutely implicate me. Okay.
So somebody had posted on the OPPA page, so the Ontario Paintball Players Association, they have a group, a page. Somebody had posted something called the Best Ontario Best Paintball, or Paintball Ontario Best, or something, I forget. And it was not met with the enthusiasm I think that the person was anticipating, because a lot of people immediately said things like, great, another group. Like, yeah. And it really got me thinking of like, why are there so many groups? What is the point of them all? Do they serve a purpose? That kind of stuff. And to help with this, I'm actually going to put a poll up on the dashboard there on the stream. So you should be able, you should see a poll should pop up. Boom. There it is. It's huge. It's across the screen. It's actually a little bit too big, and that's a little strange.
Lord.
Yeah. Why is that so damn big? Anyways,
that's not a thing I hear in my life ever. So part Irish. I go to the shower with a towel around my waist. That's just how it is. So that's fine.
So I just decided, what is your opinion of Facebook? What? No, that's not at all what that's supposed to be. Why is that like that?
Because you're not allowed to say anything bad about Facebook.
Oh, what is your, there we go. That's it. No, it's fine. Everything's, what is your opinion of Facebook paintball groups? It just shows up funny on my screen. I'm sorry, folks. I'm kind of rambling. So anyways, yeah, what is your opinion of Facebook? It just stops there. Whatever. I want to see what you guys' thoughts are. What's your opinion on the Facebook groups, paintball groups? Too many. The more the better. Specific ones are useful. None of them are useful. So just click there, little vote there. And this is the first time I've run a poll on this, so I kind of want to see where it goes. The PH stream. What's the PH stream? Why is Ryan asking about a PH stream? What is that? I don't know what that is.
Pornhub?
He probably is. He's probably still waiting for the Pornhub stream. We'll have to figure that
the
one out.
Fuck? So, I heard nothing about a Pornhub stream. And I'm
very disappointed.
Fuck yeah.
I was going to take it over there because Facebook was cracking down on paintball and airsoft really hard. And it was just like, well, fuck, I'll do that. I'll take it over to Pornhub. Or no, it was YouTube. YouTube was cracking down on it, is what it was. So I joked about moving it over.
YouTube sucks anyways.
Yeah, it does. So, yeah, I want to know what everyone's opinion is. Because personally, I think that, first of all, let's try and answer, why are there so many?
Well, there's a lot. Paintball's a pretty... We're split up pretty heavily. I mean, you got your mag-fed players, you got your speedball players, the woodsball players, the speed mag, that speed mag thing you were telling me about. Then there's regional, and then there'll be offshoot groups from one person will piss off another person, and I mean,
and then they go make their own group.
Can I just call it out? Is that what it is in a lot of cases? Is somebody gets butthurt in the community, and then they're like, "Meh, I'm just gonna start my own." with blackjack and hookers.
Yeah,
and
then I'm going to do my own Facebook group, blackjack and hookers.
Fuck, that's what it is. And it's unfortunate when the community gets divided, but that's, again, what happens when you have firearms and testosterone.
Yeah, absolutely. And now the chat's going to blow up because you call them firearms.
Are they not technically what they are? If I'm wrong, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I mean, maybe, I think.
I don't mind being corrected.
I think they're considered air guns.
Air guns. Okay, excuse me.
Specifically. Fucking, I think that's their, like, technical terms. Like
markers. Well, I try not to use the term gun. One of the lads in the from the under 19 corrected me and said markers, so I've been making an effort, because they are their markers. But at the end of the day, testosterone and people that can fire paint at a high velocity at someone else, fuck.
I mean, I think you're right. I think what it is, I think there's a combination of people who are just getting pissed off at another. They're in a group. They find a group, and then they get annoyed at that group. So they're like, fuck this, I'm going to go make my own group. And then they make their own group, and suddenly we have another offshoot, which, it's not bad. I'm not saying it's inherently bad. You know, some groups can serve a very particular purpose, such as, like, there is a group for pretty much every marker out there. So it's like the MaxTech TGR2 owners group, the T15 owners group, the Invert Mini owners group. You know, if you got a question about your gun, marker, whatever, you can jump into those groups and find some help pretty quick. You know, that makes sense. And then you got the regional stuff, like you got the Maritime Paintball Players group, you got the OPPA, but what happens when these groups start kind of overlapping? For example, we have the Ontario Paintball Players Association, and I don't mean to pick on the OPPA. I'm very good friends with Will, at least I hope I am. And I'm just using him as an example because they're kind of the biggest one, I think. I'd have to double check the numbers, but they're the ones that I immediately think of. So you have the OPPA, the Ontario Paintball Players Association, is doing its thing. It's basically a group, a gathering spot for all Ontario paintball, and it kind of funnels through it. And it's just there, right? But now we also have the Airsoft and Paintball Association of Ontario. So what is that one doing other than now lumping airsoft in with paintball, which, I mean, it's kind of two sides of the same coin.
Airsoft and Paintball Association of Ontario, APAO. I'm just thinking of dodgeball. Sorry. The dodgeball. Like, that's all that immediately popped into my head.
So, and I'm just trying to think, like, okay, like what niche does that one fill that the OPPA wasn't already filling other than somebody didn't like the way the OPPA was doing things and included airsoft. Actually, I don't know if that's the reason why. I don't know if it was because they didn't like the way the OPPA was running. I'm just assuming that it was like they figured they wanted to do it too, and they included airsoft. And then we had another one pop up, the Best Paintball Ontario or something.
Yeah.
So now we have three competing groups for Ontario. So really, what's the benefit of having all three? Now, I get, like, I don't like single points of failure in systems, so I get that having three options means that if something ever went catastrophically wrong and the OPPA page got destroyed and shut down or something, whatever, it can happen. We have the airsoft and paintball one that we could move to. But, you know, is it, what's going through people's heads? I don't understand it. I don't understand why somebody looks at that and goes, I can do that. I can make that better. Or I think I just answered the question. I can do it better. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Okay, there it is. There it is. Ryan Bell has answered the question. In the case of the two that we're talking about, one is heavily censored.
For appropriateness, the other is free for all.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So what's the benefit of the free for all?
I can post dirty memes and talk about paintball, whereas in the other one, they seem to be strictly about business.
Strictly paintball.
Strictly paintball, not, you know, balls in your face memes, which are funny. Just, you know, they're trying to sell a product. They're trying to really promote everybody, which is awesome. And let's not let's not mistake this. I am not shitting on either one of these groups because this is awesome. They're trying to pimp the sport out. They're trying to push it in their area, which is what we really need. Because that's I mean, we have Moncton paintball in this area. There's a couple maritime paintball groups, but there's not somebody that is under, you know, not beholden to anybody.
There's an unbiased.
What's the word?
There's not an unbiased overarching person coordinating the maritimes right now. That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it would. I don't know if there's enough information in the maritimes that it really needs to be a thing. But yeah, okay. So one group is so Ryan says on the censored one, you can't get drunk off your face and start a bitch fight. I don't think that's a bad thing. You know?
Starting a Facebook fight?
So yeah, well, yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. Like, if there's a Facebook group for paintball, and if you try to post, I can't think of anything that I'm aware of that's been censored. Like, nothing really comes to mind. So if something has been, then maybe bring it to my attention. I don't know. But I mean, I'm just thinking, like, right now is a really, really easy time on Facebook to really get lost in the craziness that is COVID and vaccines and all that jazz, right? So I can see that stuff being kept out of the group, and maybe that shit's getting deleted quickly and people are annoyed by that and they moved on and made their own group. Maybe. I don't know, but that's what immediately comes to mind. And Ryan says, I've had a few things get blocked personally. Thank God. So is it a good thing it got blocked? Is that what that comment means?
He got drunk and sent some pictures.
I mean, who hasn't, right? Who hasn't? Patrick McGooey's just tagging Kevin Curry. Fun fact, Kevin Curry will be coming on the show next week to talk paintball. Because that's what we try to talk about on the show. Christopher Strux says, what paintball needs is to unify. Yes, it does. Will it ever? Probably not.
Oh, 100% needs 100% needs that. That's something I bitch about on a regular.
Yeah.
Is that I get frustrated with the division in paintball in terms of the player base, in terms of
Facebook
groups, in terms of fields. It's always frustrating that.
Yeah. Paintball's in a weird space too, right? Because it's like it's a sport, but it's not like hockey. Let's use hockey as an example, right? Because we're Canadians. If you're a hockey player, right, mm-hmm. and you're on a team, so let's say you play for Fredericton High School's hockey team here. No, UMB. We're going to use UMB, the Red Wings. So you play for UMB. You're a team. You play for UMB, and the tournament is being held, and you have to go play at, I don't know, what's a university nearby that has you're playing in the Nationals, and you have to go play at the University of Ottawa as a rink, right? Uh-huh. You don't get to say, I don't like the guy who runs the rink. I'm not going to go play there. You know what I mean? Like, there's not really that option. Or if it's like, if you're in AAA hockey and it's like, okay, well, we're going to go practice and we've booked time at the Kings Arrow Arena in Ormocto because the Aiken Center is booked. You don't get to say, well, I don't want to go. I'm not supporting the Kings Arrow Arena. That's not something I'm supporting. You don't get to do that. But in paintball, these fields are somebody's livelihood and you can say, like, I mean, I don't think the big teams, the higher up teams are saying this, but some of the low, smaller teams, the local teams, some of them are just like, we don't play at that field. Like, you don't, but if you tried to do that in any other legitimate registered sport and you were like, no, I don't skate in that rink, they'd be like, great, you don't skate for this team. Out you go. You know?
That comes down to unity.
Right, and that's what I mean. Like, paintball has this weird bit where you don't have to need Unity to play. You know what I mean? Like you don't have to play ball like that. You don't have to play that game. So it's this weird, like, I don't know, that you have the ability.
From the outsider's perspective, Jesus Christ, that's frustrating because there's so many good players that that happens, and there's some really cool people. But again, we're talking a small area too. So I mean,
yes, we're Ontario's also a very, very in the Maritimes. Fuck. We're incredibly small.
Because again, look how many fields are in Ontario. Look how many groups. Look how many different places you can go play.
It's true. It's really true.
I'll go play someplace else, but. We just don't get that opportunity. That's all.
Yeah, we don't. So the Unity thing, that's, I'd make another show. I'd do a whole episode about that, but it would just, honestly, I think we could sum it up in 6 minutes and we'd be done with like another hour left of airtime. Christopher Shark also, he says what most Facebook groups are for is information, really, when you look at it. Now, you're not wrong. Here's my 2 cents. It is for information. But the information is not easily found. For example, let's say I'm thinking, I wonder what events are going on in Ontario. Okay, we're gonna pick on the OPPA group and every other group. Okay, I want to know what events going on in Ontario. So I think, okay, Ontario Paintball Players Association, I'm gonna go look at that group. But I have to scroll and scroll and scroll. It's not sorted in any way. So unless you're getting that information in the moment and committing it to memory, that information is lost fairly quickly.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you mean.
Right. And then, so like getting information, but what information are you actually getting other than going in and just surfing through and seeing people ask questions and stuff like that? It's not like a forum. It's not well sorted. You know, forums have an actual section where it's just like events, Canada, Ontario, and then by field, like you can find that kind of stuff, right? Patrick McGooey, right? PB Nation, MC Brown, McCarter Brown, Old School Tech PB are the best.
That because Paintball Uncensored app has the same thing. That stuff's all sorted. You got to, I mean, paywall aside, all that shit. Yes, but
yes,
they still, it's all still sorted. So, Facebook groups have always been the Wild West in terms of content and content distribution.
Right. So like, it's for me, a Facebook group is more like walking into a room, catching the conversation. And then walking out. That's basically what it is. You're walking into a room full of people yelling, and you might then start a conversation with one person, and then that's the comment thread. But there's not really organized information in those groups. Search is always a thing on groups. It is. If you know what to search for, what I'm saying is that if you're brand new to paintball, or if you're brand new to the area, so let's say you're an experienced player from the United States, you moved to Ontario. You can search, but okay, give me an example. Patrick and Chris, what would you search if you wanted to find a game in New Brunswick? Would you just search games New Brunswick? Events New Brunswick? What would you search? You don't know the name of the fields. You know what I mean? You'd have to go looking for it. You don't know the name of the events, so you don't know what to search. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, if I was going to BC, or I was the only thing I could have a rough, Mirabel in Montreal, Wasaga Beach in Ontario, that's it. Fuck it. I don't know where anything else is. So if I'm not in that area, you're going on.
And here's the thing. Ryan Bell from there. In the comments says he would search Meg Hill Paintball. It's not called Meg Hill Paintball anymore. It's Moncton Paintball. So you'd find Meg Hill, but you'd find old posts. You wouldn't find Moncton. So, and then New Brunswick Paintball, let the most recent topic be at the top of the list. Well, the most recent topic might not be an event. I'm not shitting on groups, guys. What I'm just saying is that Facebook groups are not easily searched and not easily looked through. I'm just curious. The whole conversation started was, how do we have so many of them? Why are there so many? Do we need so many? You know, like, why do we really need this many groups? Do we really need them all? No, probably not.
I've always said more eyes on the sport is better.
Right. Here's the other issue, though.
Please, devil's advocate, hit me.
The only people in those groups, 99 times out of 100, the only people in those groups are experienced paintballers who already know everything. Not know everything. Know everything's the wrong word, but they already know what's going on.
I catch the sentiment. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You know, like and Patrick McGooey says, why not? I just don't join the ones I don't want to. No, absolutely. Yeah, that's fine.
Same with me.
Again, I'm just curious about this concept of there's so many of them, that it's just a conversation. Just, that's all it is. Just wanted to discuss, well, why are there so many? Don Dunn says most are really just BSTs. You're not wrong. A lot of them really are just masked BSTs.
I love every one of those groups. Love them all. I love sitting there and just scrolling and looking at all the beautiful markers that my ass cannot fucking that I can't write now.
Looking at all the people just being like, I got a CS2, I'll sell for $1,100, and you're like, that's fucking great, bro. That's more than my mortgage.
That's my fucking yeah, it's more than my fucking mortgage. Do you know what happens if I spend more than my fucking mortgage on a marker? I end up spending my money ass on a fucking divorce. My wife will kill me. Mrs. B will not Mrs. B will not have that shit. She will not be pleased.
Patrick McGooey says it really is most of the same influencers in each one. That's another thing too, is we have all of these groups and realistically they're all the same information, you know, like it's all really just boiling down to the same stuff over and over again. So it's just, I'm curious as to why there are so many. It's a thought. It's just a thought, trying to figure this out, trying to work through it. And I just had an epiphany, and I'd like to get your opinion on this. Maybe the influx of Facebook groups is because it is infinitesimally easier. Is that a word? It's infinitely easier.
Infinitesimally. But infinitesimally, yeah, infinitely easier.
It's infinitely easier to create a Facebook group, right, than it is to create a website. See what I'm saying? Like, bingo, I'm wondering if it's just, if instead of having all of the websites that we used to have, because there used to be a lot of web, you used to go to Spec Ops Paintball for Woods Ball. You'd go to Ops Gear's website if you wanted the more urban tactical shit. You went to M. Carter Brown, if you wanted more of like the pro stuff, speedball, that kind of thing. Tech PB was a great spot for like beginners if you were just learning. You know, like there were certain websites we went to, and a lot of those are defunct now. So I'm wondering if these groups are people just, you know, they want to help. Maybe they're thinking like, I want to be a part of this. I want to create a space, and instead of creating a website, you create a Facebook group. Is that, maybe that's it? Does that make sense?
No, that makes that. Yeah, that does make sense. And Facebook groups, and like we said, they're free. They're easy. Anybody can make a Facebook group. Fuck it. Make one. I mean,
yeah, some no, are exactly. Made right. by kids. Absolutely. Christopher Strike says, I get most of my traffic from Reddit. I only post like in a few groups on there. That Reddit's the same thing. Reddit's got a group for absolutely fucking everything, or subreddit. Yeah.
Paintball BST. I've found some great shit on there from Absolutely. Guys that are just fantastic and super, super nice.
Don Dunn's, paintball is about community. People are uncomfortable in larger groups, ultimately ending in multiplying groups where people feel, comfy with a million overlaps. That also makes sense. And if you get enough people to join your group, you can make money, says Patrick McGooey. That's true. Am I saying that last name right? I have no idea. Patrick McGooey. McGooey? Is it McGooey? I don't know. It looks like McGooey. And I hope I'm not butchering it. I probably am. I'm sorry. Ira is saying, I started a group after the local forum went down. LMPB, Lower Mainland Paintball. It's mostly local players taking shots, selling gear, and organizing for events and promoters promoting. No censorship is an important thing. The reason why people create so many groups is because they want to be in control of the narrative. That is a really good point. they want to be in control. That's a big thing. I never really thought of that before.
Well, like you said, the one, now that he mentions it, and we say it out loud, that the one group is heavily censored. No dirty
one
jokes.
One group is heavily censored, and one group is not. Now, that being said, I think a certain level of janitorial censorship is necessary.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know what's being censored, so I can't really comment on it. But I get that. I get the control thing. They want to be in control. They want to make sure that their stuff doesn't get censored. They want to make sure that stuff isn't getting censored.
Yeah.
So that I get. That part I understand. I really do.
It makes an upsetting amount of sense.
Or just blocking stuff you don't like. Yeah, absolutely. It could be that. It could also be you could create the group because maybe it's the opposite. Instead of you not wanting to be blocked, maybe you want to censor the group. Maybe you want to curate the group. Which, again, I think curation is not a bad thing. A certain level of curation is necessary.
Absolutely not. There's nothing wrong with curating a group, especially if you're looking for a targeted audience. If I'm talking about invert minis, I don't want someone coming in telling me my invert's a piece of shit and I should have a Lux. Well, no fucking shit. I should have a gun worth more than my goddamn mortgage. But guess what I have?
That's the equivalent of you like getting into your Honda Civic and somebody rolling up on a Ferrari being like, it's a piece of shit. You should get a Ferrari. Be like, you gonna fucking buy it?
You, sir, can bite my ass.
But yeah, you know, that might be it too. That could be it. It's a control thing. It's keeping people out or keeping certain things in. Some of those groups are very private as well, right? Francis is on the warpath.
Oh, what the fuck did I say?
You didn't say anything.
Oh, fuck me. Cookie's gonna fuck my shit up, isn't she?
No, you're fine. Patrick McGuigui says creating an echo chamber is never a good thing. What I mean by curating is like what Tom said here was like if you create a group specifically for the T15, for example. We'll just use the T15 because I'm staring at one. I'm just behind the camera. So if you create a group for the T15, like the T15 owners group, maybe you don't want somebody. Maybe you don't want a bunch of Milsig M17 owners showing up just talking trash about the T15. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, that's not the point of this group. If you want to do that, you go to a more generic MegFed group and you start a healthy conversation there. I think that's what I mean. That's what I meant by curating was more like you create a specific group and you curate that group. And then when a general paintball group at the same time, you want to curate it so that it's at least paintball oriented, right? Like if somebody starts posting just like a bunch of like political memes, hardcore left wing, hardcore right wing, they versus them, yada, yada, yada. You want to kind of keep that shit out too, right? Like if you've got a paintball group, kind of keep a paintball. So curating that way is not a bad thing. That's just called housekeeping. Zach Joseph, the Milsig goes chop, chop, chop.
That's a fucking t-shirt. I don't give a shit. I'll go get a goddamn marker and I'll write it on my fucking t-shirt now.
Do it. And then the Milsig goes chop, chop, chop. Shoot better paint. I don't know, man. I'm not getting into the Milsigs. We're not going to get into that one tonight. So yeah, no, I think a little bit of housekeeping, not censorship, but housekeeping is necessary. And I've deleted some comments in the live chat before, if I'm talking paintball and somebody for some reason takes it into a hardcore political stance out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, no.
I'll delete it because it's just, this isn't the place, you know? That's like, it's, you don't walk into a vegetarian restaurant and start talking about how fucking amazing flame broiled steaks are. You know, like, you're not wrong. They're delicious, but just...
That's not what we're here for, kids.
That's exactly. It's not what you're here for, right?
So, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Right, yeah. You don't walk into a Wendy's and just walk up and then not actually ordering anything. You don't just stand at the corner and just start yelling like, hey, the Big Mac is better. You know, like, no, like, sir, this is a Wendy's. You need to get the Baconator or fuck off. Like, that's a Wendy's burger, right? That's not Burger King? Yeah, the Baconator's from Wendy's.
Yeah, the Baconator is indeed from Wendy's.
So, yeah, most of the time I think people keep things on topic. Anyways, I think we've kind of gotten to the bottom of it, though. I think we've kind of figured out where these groups are coming from is a combination of people wanting to control the narrative, not wanting the narrative to be controlled, or creating very specific groups for very specific needs, like the Maritime group, the Ontario group, Baconator equals rest in peace toilet.
Yes.
When
the Baconator the Baconator smashing toilets group.
Get the Baconator and fuck up. Should we turn that into a t-shirt? Can we do that? Can we use the Baconator? Is that trademarked by Wendy's? It's probably trademarked.
We've
probably already been flagged for copyright infringement.
Fuck. Oh, really?
I'm going to get a knock on my door.
Baconator's a great fucking sandwich. They don't sponsor us, but there's our sandwich topic. Go eat a Baconator today.
Right? Yeah. Go eat a Baconator. That definitely just needs to be a thing. Sorry, I'm just... Oh, my God. It's gone. See, this is what curating is needed for. See, the comments have derailed completely. We're off topic. This is why we need a bit of curation. That's
my favorite, though. I love when the comments go off the rails.
Charles says he watched his brother eat four Baconators at once. He's still alive. Sure, but what kind of life is he truly living?
Yeah. His life, yeah, he's never going to reach that high again. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Is he, what kind of high? That would definitely give you some sort of euphoric high, though, wouldn't it? Like, that much salt and grease, like, your body would do something.
You used to be able to get a Wendy's Grand Slam, which is four patties, and then my buddy would go and order double the beef, and they would give him two extra patties. So it'd be this great big fucking burger, and he would eat the whole thing in a go, and he would have the meat sweats. And it was, I've never seen it. I had never seen it before. And I'm like, that is,
I knew a guy that,
I can't unsee that shit.
He was hardcore bodybuilder, like super intense, hardcore bodybuilder. And he had a cheat day and he had an entire pan of brownies, like didn't even cut them. Just ate the pan of brownies.
Nice.
Excuse me. Nice. And then he swelled.
Swelled?
Excuse me, my God. His body swelled and he started to sweat. Like his, you know what I mean? Like his body's reacting to that much sugar. I'm like, that must feel like euphoria. Zach Joseph coming in with the real comments. The KFC double down is back, folks. # make good decisions.
I've had one. I'm ashamed to say it. It was mostly a curiosity thing. It's like the first time you go into a donkey show, you're like, fuck it, that can't be what I think it is.
And it can't be that bad.
I have on good authority that they are as bad as they say they are, and I'll tell you that the double down is as bad as they say it is for your toilet. There we go.
Horrible.
And now we have degraded into a total fucking...
Yeah, we've completely...
That's what happens.
That's and perfect example of why we need curation. Damn.
Censorship sucks, but you really want someone talking about smashing toilets in a paintball forum? Fuck no, you don't. I'll do it anyways.
I'll fucking do it again. There are certain paintball groups that is appropriate. There are certain ones. There are certain meme groups where you can do that, and that's where it's meant to be. And I look at those as like the dive bar equivalent of a paintball group. You know what I mean? Like where you can kind of get away with some lowbrow humor and nobody's really going to blink an eye at you.
Guilty pleasure. You know, that kind of thing. Fucking love me, my lowbrow humor.
Right. Christopher Struck, paintball fields need actual bathrooms. They do.
Fuck.
It's true.
Yes. Moncton is working on that. We're hoping next season they will have functioning bogs. And that is just... I structure my diet on paintball day because I'm like, I am not shitting in that goddamn porta potty. Nope. It's nothing personal, but I don't want to take a shit when my teammate's mom is sitting 3 feet from me.
That's, oh my God, that's the worst part, right? It's like, it's not so much using the Port-a-John. The Port-a-John doesn't scare me, right? Like, it's that's fine. I've worked on enough off-sites that I've had to use Port-a-Johns. It's when the Port-a-John is within earshot.
Of somebody that you hold in esteem and respect. And you're just like, I'm going to wallop this fucking toilet now. That's what's fucking happening here.
We're getting food hacks in the comments now. Zach Joseph in with the pro tip. You can make a bacon on any item. Hold on, let me try that again. You can make bacon on any item in McDonald's. Try it with McNuggets to trigger someone's last day of work.
So folks, bastard.
I think we've cracked the code though. I think we're gonna try it. I'm not even gonna steer this shit back on track. I'm gonna throw it back on track.
Do it.
I think we've figured out, at least I think personally we've figured out where all the Facebook groups have come from. You know, I asked the question, we got an answer, and we got a lot of answers, and I like the answers. I think we've narrowed it down. I think we figured it out. It's a combination of people wanting the control or no control whatsoever, or very specific need. It's filling a very specific niche. So,
don't you ever be Zach. Don't be sorry.
So I think that's it. Next week, we're going to have, hopefully, Kevin Curry on the show. And hopefully, I got to try and get hold of Kerfoot. Hopefully, I can get Kerfoot on too. Because we're not going to talk about the state of paintball, because personally, we feel that that topic has been done to death.
He's already dead.
Right? Just beating the dead horse into the ground. We're not even beating the horse anymore. We're beating the mound of dirt that the horse is now underneath. But we wanted to ask Kevin, because Kevin is a very vocal dude, and he's very honest, but he's also very well-spoken, so it's great. He's not just going to scream at us like that Jones guy. I forget his name.
We don't say his name. It's not worth it.
So, but we're going to talk about the idea of, like, running an event, running a good tournament, a good event, not open, not a big scenario game, because those, realistically, half the time, if a scenario is running poorly, you don't notice, unless it's a small scenario. If it's a big, big scenario, 1,200, 1,500 players, certain things have to happen, but if certain things don't, you really don't notice. But we're talking more like tournament, because he's been very vocal about tournaments in and around the area, and in Quebec and in Ontario, so I wanted to talk to him and basically pick his brain about what he wants to see and how he would run an event, like what the perfect event looks like to him in a realistic fashion. Of course, the perfect event is everybody on the first team gets a $10,000 check and, you know, like all that nonsense. But it's more of a, this is going to be realistic. This is what needs to be done.
What needs to be done to make it work?
To unify it.
We are going to continue my theme for the rest of this season, the end of next season, is the king wants the kingdoms unified, goddammit. I want to see all of these guys coming back and playing on everybody's field so that we can all fucking make some money and I can get shot by the best in the province and I don't have to go very far to do it.
Right, there we go. So we're going to try it. We're going to unite the kingdoms.
Yep.
Under
fucking hashtag unity, paintball unity.
Hashtag paintball unity. I like that more than grow the sport. I have a vendetta against grow the sport now. We need to come up with a symbol. We need to unite us under one pod. No.
Oh, I know who we can. I think I know exactly who to call for a design for a symbol that'll be perfect for unity. I've got the right person in mind.
Okay, perfect. Tom Dorr calls for aid.
I will fucking light the blunt beacon when the day fucking happens, baby.
The blunts have been lit.
Yeah, the blunts need to be lit, and I need everybody to fucking... We now have a mission.
The symbol needs to be a compressor. The one thing
This is why curation can be bad. We would never have gotten this beautiful ideas from our beautiful fucking listeners and viewers if we had not just let the fucking thing go off the rails with Zach. Thank you.
Yes, yes. So thank you for that. Door calls for aid. Hashtag paintball unity. Also, we need a symbol. We're all going to come together under one mask. No. Under one. I don't know. What's one thing that every paintballer uses that isn't a ball? Because I'm not coming together under a ball.
No, no. fuck no. It's under the tent. In the pit.
Ah, there we go. Yeah, we're all gonna come together. We're all gonna come together under one stage. Get in the fucking pit.
We'll get metalheads too.
Get just a bunch of dudes rolling up in black t-shirts and ripped jeans. We're here for the show. Nah, bro, there's no show. Well, I was told there'd be a pit. Oh, there's a fucking pit, bro, but there's no show. There should be, though. There needs to be a heavy. Oh, there needs to be a heavy metal paintball game. Where it's just blasting like heavy metal music the whole time, and everyone's encouraged to wear like mullets and denim. Can we do that? Can we make that a thing?
Ted already does that, and I bet you we can. Gather at the start box. I like that. That's a good one.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I like that one. But yeah, seriously, we need to do like a heavy metal paintball game where it's just like, yeah. I want band t-shirts. I want. Spiked bracelets, ripped jeans,
chains. Big combat boots. Slayer playing as loud as possible.
Yep. Oh, how good would that be though? Like Raining Blood is the way you start the game, because then it's got its own built-in countdown.
Yep.
Not actual numbers. If you don't know Raining Blood, go listen to it. But you'll understand what I'm saying. Because like. You're waiting, and instead of hearing, like, game start in 30 seconds, you're going to hear, no, is that Raining Blood? Yeah, that's Raining Blood.
Yeah, that's Raining Blood.
Right?
It's anti-hippie music. It's fucking perfect.
Exactly. Yeah, that needs to be a thing. We're going to make that happen. Playing paintball with no sound would be wild.
That's a perk of being half deaf, dude. Like when I charged and when I ran that guy down at SNL after the game was over and everyone was yelling, I couldn't hear anybody.
See, all Dave I could hear Pitts was... would care. Sorry, the comment. Yeah, that when you ran Buddy down. Sorry, just Zach Joseph Dave Pitts karaoke Pantera songs the whole afternoon. I mean, don't get me wrong, Pantera is great, but I need a bit more than Cowboy from Hell and Walk during my day. Like, I'm thinking we need to come up with, like, there needs to be, like, some weird, obscure metal, too. Like, some weird, freaky shit.
Yeah, like, fucking Norwegian death metal.
Norwegian death metal. Mayhem.
Pirate metal.
Mayhem needs to happen. Yes, Hildefolk is a band. They're a heavy metal. Well, are they a metal band? They're a weird band.
I was going to say Blind Guardian, but fuck that guy.
Yeah, so, no, fuck that guy.
Yngwie, get me some, like, epic squealio metal all day long.
Old school, like, not Master of Puppets, because that's so fucking overdone, but get me some, like, Ride the Lightning, some Metallica, some old Metallica, back when James Hetfield drank Metallica.
You mean Alcoholica?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, fuck, Klingon death metal.
That's
a thing. That's a fucking thing. Go look up Stovacor. The guy's got one arm, and he sings Klingon death metal. It's fucked.
It's going to be great. I'm going to go look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, folks, we're out of here. That was it. We're going to end it on a happy high note of definitely going to try and organize a heavy metal game. That would be fucking great. Nobody will be able to videotape anything because it'll all just be instantly banned for copyright infringement.
That's why we got to pick bands that don't give a fuck or that'll be happy that we did it. So nobody famous. Let's get all local guys, the local metalheads. Discord from up in the falls and fucking. We know enough bands. We could get a lot of.
I do. We could get. Oh, could we get Iron Giant get back them. Together?
I think they'd tell us. Chris would tell us to go fuck ourselves.
100%. But I think they'd still do it if we paid them enough.
I don't have that kind of money. Fuck them. I'm not paying them that kind of money. I'll get 10 bands for the cost of Iron Giant to reunite.
That's true.
They'll just get drunk and kill each other.
That's true. That's very true. Okay, we're out of here, folks. It's been a blast. And yeah, next week, hopefully we're going to have Kevin Curry on to talk about like how to really run a good, well done, like what he expects in a professional speedball tournament, like a proper tournament. And we've got a ton more topics on the way. We've got some cool guests. We're working on some really cool guests that I'm legitimately hoping that some of you have seen his work, but maybe don't know who he is. That's going to be exciting. And we're working on some other stuff.
Yeah, that'll be
cool. That was amazing. That was such an amazing production call when we discovered that video, which we will get into later. So that's it. We're out of here. And yeah, you know, if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you have an idea of somebody to bring on the show, you have an idea for a guest or a topic, please reach out on social media. Shoot us a message, or you can find us, shoot us an email at maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com. But that's it. So until next week, everyone, we're out of here. Cheers.